This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If we want to understand how important it is to spend for the sake of Allah and to part from our prized possessions for the sake of Allah and give for the sake of Allah, then we must look at the prizes that have been set. And when we look at these prizes, we can't help but see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that spending in the path of Allah helps develop your morals, helps develop your manners, helps develop your etiquettes. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Muhammad, ayah 38, here you are, those invited to spend in the cause of Allah. But amongst you are those who withhold out of greed. You're a greedy person. So this ayah teaches us that from the rewards of spending in the path of Allah is to attain for yourself this character of being selfless, this character of not being greedy. This is the first gift. The second gift, my dear brothers and sisters, is that it is the greatest investment for a believer, right? We're always looking to grow our assets. We're always looking to grow our principle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hadid, the 18th ayah, innal musaddiqina wal musaddiqat wa aqradullaha qardan hasana yudha'afu lahum wa lahum ajrun kareem. Allah says, indeed the men who practice charity and the women who practice charity, and they have loaned Allah a goodly loan, meaning they have spent it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says it will be multiplied for them and they will have a noble reward. And if somebody asks, well, I want to know how much. How much will it be multiplied? Entice me further. Well then, we have in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 261, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, the example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is like a seed of grain, one seed of grain which you plant, which normally gives rise to one stem. But in this instance, it gives rise to seven stems because you did it for the sake of Allah. And it doesn't end there. Allah says seven stems. Seven stems, each stem carrying 100 seeds. 100 times 7 equals 700. So your investment is multiplied 700%. When you give for the sake of Allah, your one is multiplied 700%, and it doesn't end there. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. And Allah increases even further for whom He wills. May Allah increase for us. Ameen. The third prize for being a spender for the sake of Allah is that Allah says it's a means to earn Allah's mercy. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 156 says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, but my mercy encompasses all things. So I will decree it especially for those who fear me and give their charity, and those who believe in our ayat. The fourth prize for being a spender for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it to remove our sins. And how in need are we of those means that look after the removal of our sins? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّا هِي وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Allah says, if you disclose your charitable expenditures and spend for the sake of Allah, they are good. But if you conceal them and give them to the poor, it is better for you. Allah is telling us spend openly, and it's better to spend in hiding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah as a result will remove from you some of your misdeeds thereby. And Allah with what you do is fully acquainted and all aware. The fifth prize. Spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a means of gaining closeness to Allah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 99, but amongst the Bedouins are some who believe in Allah and the last day and consider what they spend as a means of nearness to Allah and of obtaining the dua of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why they do it. Allah says unquestionably, it is a means of nearness for them. Allah will admit them to His mercy. And indeed, Allah is the forgiving and the merciful. And we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua upon those who used to give. For we know, as is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, he would say, Allahumma salli ala Abi Awfa. Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, send blessings upon Abi Awfa. Right? So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua. Also, brothers and sisters, from the prizes that are given to the one who spends is Allah increases their taqwa. And a wall is erected that protects them from the punishment of Jahannam. Because this is taqwa. And تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ وِقَايَةً. To place between yourself and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between yourself and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a barrier. Allah, at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, says that Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This book is a means of guidance for the people of taqwa. Who are the people of taqwa, Ya Allah? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in the unseen. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. And they establish the salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And from that which we provide them, they spend. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, time is up. But from the greatest gifts for the one who spends for the sake of Allah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with a jannah which has a width which is greater than the heavens and the earth. Allahu Akbar. I mean, if that doesn't inspire us, what will? What will? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the fourth juz, in the first quarter,
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and march forth towards the forgiveness of your Lord and a paradise that has a width which is greater than the heavens and the earth, a paradise that has been prepared for the people of taqwa. Who are these people of taqwa, Ya Allah? Allah says they are those who spend from their wealth during times of ease and during times of difficulty. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And they are people who suppress anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they forgive other people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those who do good. May Allah make us from the people of Jannah. Ameen. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, time has come to an end. I've mentioned for you all six prizes for the one who spends. And perhaps one of these, each point in itself was magnanimous. Perhaps just one point was enough to inspire us and shift our paradigms and correct our understanding and perhaps place us upon a standing of perspective. May Allah make us people of perspective. Ameen. I end off, brothers and sisters, with two points. The first point is a completion to the story I started with. The story of Muhammad Munif Nahdi. After he passed away, I saw him in a dream. And we were walking together through all these charitable projects he had started when he was alive. And he's asking me, tell me about this project. How is it running? Tell me about this project. How is it running? What's happening here? And I would say, I don't even know these were your projects. I'm telling him in this dream, I didn't even know these were your projects. And As we were walking along, we came across somebody, and this person introduced himself, and I introduced myself in my dream. I'm Sajid Umar, and he introduced himself as Ali ibn Nahdi. So I got a bit perplexed. I said, I know him as Muhammad Nahdi. How come he's saying he's Ali ibn Nahdi? So I woke up, obviously, and I never get dreams interpreted. But this dream, I thought, I must. And I spoke to some of our mashayikh in Riyadh, and they pointed me to a person who the scholars say is reputable and he fears Allah in his dream interpretation. So I told him, this is the man and this is what happened. So this person said to me, glad tidings to you. He said, glad tidings to you, because firstly, this is glad tidings from Allah upon you. Because you've been making dua for this man, not so? I said, yes, I have. He says, Allah, this is glad tidings. Allah has communicated with you through your dream. You've been making dua for this person, so Allah has shown you the reality of this person. And as for these projects that you are walking through with this man, it means that these projects are benefiting him where he is right now. Allahu Akbar. All the spending he did when he was alive is benefiting him right now. And as for him calling himself Ali ibn Nahdi, when his name is Muhammad Nahdi, then Allah says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ, that the righteous people are from the elevated of people. And Ali refers to the elevated. So he is dining with the illiyin right now. This is glad tidings from Allah that you're making dua for this man. Allah is telling you his placement after he's passed away. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Wallahi, it made my hair stand, wallahi, and it made my iman grow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us better lives than the life he gave to Muhammad Munif Nahdi. Make us more diligent than him in our spending, and make us strive to walk diligently in the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, when I pondered over this dream and its interpretation, I couldn't help but remember the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, when she says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Eid al-Adha, he slaughtered kabshaini amlahaini aqranain. He slaughtered two rams, white and black in color, which had horns. And after he slaughtered these two rams, he said to his wife Aisha radiallahu anha, O Aisha, distribute the rams. And he went away. So she happily started distributing it. And she says, after some time, he came back, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked me and said, Ya Aisha, O Aisha, what remains? What remains? So she was so happy. She was so happy. She said, O Prophet of Allah, nothing remains except the shoulder. Nothing remains. Illa katifuha, nothing remains except the shoulder. He said to her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Aisha, don't say nothing remains except the shoulder. Say everything remains except the shoulder. Allahu Akbar. Say everything remains except the shoulder, for what you gave for the sake of Allah truly remains. And this shoulder we will eat, and it will no longer remain. Allahu Akbar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us riches and make us rich, and make us rich in a way that brings us closer to Him and makes us spend in His path and alleviate difficulty. May Allah make us people who love to lift the difficulties of others. May Allah make us selfless and not selfish. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us in Jannah with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, and all those who love to spend for the sake of Allah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, jazakumullahu khairan for your attentive ear. It's been a great honor for me to be allowed to stand in front of you all, and indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most deserving of all praises. I ask Allah to gather us in this dunya together many, many times again. And I ask him to gather us underneath his arsh on the day of Qiyamah after that. The same way he gathered us here today. And I ask him to gather us in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la as well. The same way he gathered us here today. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Wallahi, I do. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And I end off by saying, everything correct said is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is perfect. And any mistakes are from myself and shaytan, and I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.